left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Moments away from face-off, we owe our stations across the Badger Radio Network a 10-second legal ID. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Opening face-off will come your way next year from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big glove save, he snatches it out of the air. Looks to the Lobo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas, but gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores!
Badger Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
And the puck is dropped, and we are underway with another great day for hockey here at the Kohl Center. It's the series finale between the Badgers and Lindenwood. Our opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit, Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Lindenwood controlling the puck in their own zone will bring it out to center ice. Lindenwood got the first goal, and it was the man carrying the puck who got it for them last night, Caleb Price. He loses it, though, when he comes to the offensive zone here. Badgers counter the other way. Lindmark drops it for Bantle. A centering pass goes right through the slot. He had Horbach on the far side. That just failed to connect.
Good play. Good entry into the zone.
And here comes another one. Bantle in over the line, gets it to Horbach. Horbach loses control as he tries to get the drop pass, but Kuhlemans follows up. He'll play it below the goal line. Bantle behind the net on his backhand side, brings it to the near board. Try to centering pass. That didn't work. Badgers working from right to left here in period number one, wearing their white jerseys with red trim. Lindenwood wearing the black and gold jerseys. Here's the visiting squad working from left to right in the opening period. Lindenwood 4-9 on the season, playing as an independent. Spin around shot by Lindmark. That's blocked, but he gets control of it. No one will take it behind the net to the far side. A backhand pass back to the point. Vorlicki with a quick one-timer. Goes well wide to the net. Kuhlemans pinching in along the near boards. Keeps it low and plays it around the boards it goes. Gorniak awaits its arrival, and Jack loses control on the centering pass. Followed up by Stramel, who keeps it in. And the Badgers continue the forecheck here. 2 minutes gone by in the opening period. No score. Cruz Lucia scoops up the loose puck. A quick wrist shot right on net. And the save made by Matt Ladd. Lucius can't get the pass as it rolls past him. The puck on edge comes to the near side. It's tapped back to Lucius off the stick of Gorniak. Lucius from the top of the circle slides it down to Gorniak below the goal line. Puts on the brakes, walks it back towards the blue line. He'll cycle it back down low. Stramel is there, a backhand pass, tried to get it to Lucius. That just was off on the timing. Held at the line by Jugnauth. Around the boards it goes. So far, almost all of the 2.5 minutes played have been in the Lindenwood zone.
Not a bad thing.
No, that's a good thing for the Badgers. Here comes Lucius in over the line. Puts on the brakes, drops it for Gorniak. Gorniak in the center, right from the circle. That's the shot go. The wrist shot never reached the net. Lindenwood with a chance to clear. Gets it to the line, but not out. Goes right back in. The Badgers can get a change. Lindenwood trying to change while the puck is in their own zone. Caleb Price plays it around the boards, but the Badgers keep it in. Lucius reaching for it, trying to poke at it with his long stick and his reach, but couldn't get to it. Still the Badgers keep it in. Andy Willis now for Lindenwood. Right in front of his own net. Slides it back to the near side for Caleb Price. And at center ice, he tries to flutter it into the zone. Hops over the stick of Lott. Just centering pass from Gagnon. Comes out front. It's swatted at once. I don't know if Moe got a piece of it or not, but the Badgers were able to clear it all the way down the ice, and that'll bring an icing call here. 6:42 to go in the opening period. No score.
16:42,
yeah.
I was about to say, they didn't have puck control in the offensive zone for 14 minutes.
felt like it. They had it in there for so long.
So how many times tonight are you going to call Lindmark Lindenwood?
Maybe a couple. Lindenwood and Lindmark, those two. We're too close, especially when it was off the faceoff dot where Owen Lindmark did a great job against Lindenwood last night, as does Dominic Mersch here winning it for the Badgers. Zach Erdahl will bring it out to center ice. Gains the offensive zone. Erdahl along the near boards, takes it below the goal line on his forehand side. All the way around he goes. Erdahl with a head of steam, snaps off a pass to Lotch. Lotch from the near side lets a shot go. Mersch was right out front, causing havoc. His centering pass comes out, and it's one time by Erdahl, and the save is made by Ladd.
You know, I should have said this to Zach Erdahl the other day. When I wore number 6 my senior year, and I think in his first 10 games, he held the puck more than I ever did as a number 6. I can guarantee you that.
Indeed, Erdahl has got some offensive skills, as we've seen. You know, last year in the holiday tournament over in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum, he got the game-winning goal in the shootout that made the Badgers tournament champions. We're going to have a penalty call here right off the faceoff. I believe an interference call, and is this one going on Lindenwood?
Yeah, it is. It's off the draw as the offside winger for the Badgers tried to go into the corner to retrieve what was a loose puck at that time.
Kabor Dunn, number 28, is the one who will get the gate for the interference call, transfer out of Maine.
You have to give them right of way, I guess, is the correct way to do it. Now we'll see whether the power play works again tonight.
So the Badgers get their first Quartz power play of the evening. They got a couple of power play tallies in the third period last night. They were 2 for 7 when the numbers were all said and done with 21 shots on goal. As some of the players were saying in the postgame last night, that's just crazy. They can't believe they got that many shots and didn't even score more than that. Bantle just in over the line, up against the boards. He'll steer it towards the middle, and it finds its way to Kuhlemans. Top of the near circle, fakes on his backhand, lifts one high over top of the net. Tried to pick that little corner on the short side and just missed it. Steered by Caulfield, back to the line. Jugnauth has it now. Snaps a pass to the near side to Kuhlemans. Top of the near circle, gives it back to Jugnauth up the middle. Goes to DeSaint Fall, top of the far circle. Richard right on. Oh, and Pantel camped out front. Spins around and throws it wide of the net and then immediately looks up to the rafters. Kuhlemans has control for the Badger. Centers it out front to Pantel and he tips it just wide. Well, you can't help but feel for the guy every time he misses one when he's had some chances, because we've talked about it so many times, and so has Tony Granato and anybody you talk to in this Badger program. He's got the chances. Now I'm just looking to cash in. Kuhlemans plays it back to Jugnauth. Power play continues. 50 seconds remaining. Jugnauth right at the Big Ten logo inside the blue line. Gets a DeSaint Fall. Top of the far circle. Wrist shot right on. Save was made by Ladd. He leaves no rebound this time.
And unfortunately, there was no rebound because I got a feeling that might have been one of the ones that Carson Bantle might have put in the net.
See, Carson and Corson, Linwood and Lindmark, those are our ones that are going to trip us up here from time to time. No surprise that the Badgers are getting a power play. Lindenwood, the most penalized team in all of college hockey, so this is not new to them. Badgers control off the faceoff. One of the best in the country, the Badgers are, in winning at the faceoff circle. Lucius, top of the near circle. Looked to get the shot off, but then it rolled right off his stick as he was ready to pull the trigger. Puck works its way back to Lucius, top of the near circle, fakes the shot, then lets the wrist shot go. Rebound is directed by Gorniak just wide of the net. Puck goes to the far side along the boards. It'll come back to the point, held at the line, controlled by Dexheimer, who spins around, doesn't like what he sees, so he'll bring it back up top and reset the power play. Gets it over to Lucius along the near boards. Cruz spins around, now eyeing up where an opening might be. Doesn't see one. Now finally snaps off a pass cross ice to Erdahl. Wrist shot right on. Save is made by Ladd, who again leaves no rebound. 4 seconds remaining in the interference call to Dunn.
Well, as you look at this power play, they had good puck movement. I don't think that they would be as successful against a very aggressive penalty kill. This is pretty much a standard box or a triangle in one, whatever you want to call it, that Lindenwood's throwing at them. So there are some passing lanes that they can accomplished by just moving their feet. And with only 4 seconds left in the penalty, Marshall come out with his line and finish off the rest of this.
Off the faceoff, Marshall on the far boards, about to touch the puck. Just as Dunn comes out of the zone, and we're going to have another penalty call, and this one on the Badgers at a hooking call, I believe.
Liam Malmquist, I think, is going to make his way to the penalty box. I think it's Liam.
Wisconsin number 13.
Oh, I was wrong.
Jack Horbach will get the penalty. Well, they're seeing 13, but that's 23. Malmquist going to the box.
Malmquist. So he's left-handed. See, when did Jack Horbach change his fist?
We're not the only ones. We're having problems with names. They're having problems with numbers. There we go. So Malmquist gets the hooking call. And with 14:15 to go in the first, Lindenwood will get its first power play opportunity of the evening. Badgers poke it out to center. Here's Horbach on aggressive kill. In on a one-on-one. Rush lets the wrist shot go from high in the slot. Then it goes whistling wide of the net. Around the boards, the puck goes. Finds its way back to Horbach on the far side. Got Lindenwood out, or Lindmark out front against Lindenwood. God, see, you planted that seed in my head, and it's going to be with me all night.
Yes, it is. Just imagine if he played for them.
Oh, for the love of Pete. I'm going to have surgery to remove that out of my brain for some reason. But Lindmark and Horbach have done a fantastic job in recent weeks on the penalty kill when they've been paired up, not only killing off penalties, but also creating scoring opportunities. They each had a shorthanded tally last weekend. Off the faceoff, Lindenwood will control, and their power play begins. They scored on a power play goal last night in the rarest of fashions, Ian.
Yes.
They didn't even shoot the puck or touch it. Didn't
Correct.
Have a shot on goal. That was Daniel Lotch's pass on a delayed penalty call coming against Lindenwood, sent all the way back into the Badgers' open net.
They work it around the perimeter, shot right on. Save is made by Mo. Badgers clear it. In fact, it goes right into the Lindenwood bench. Rick Zombo, the head coach, has to duck and get out of the way of that one. And he does. If that name sounds familiar to Badger fans and you weren't with us last night, Rick Zombo, the head coach for Lindenwood, who's been there since 2010, played at the University of North Dakota. In fact, he and Tony Granato paired off when one was with the Badgers. Tony Granato, of course, and Zombo was with the then Fighting Sioux.
83, 84 maybe?
The 81-82 season, Rick got there in time for the, he was there for the national championship season. And then, yes, they played, as you mentioned, when Tony got there a couple years later with Wisconsin. Rick playing for Detroit and St. Louis for a lengthy career in the NHL. And now Lindenwood, which is in the nearby St. Louis area, has stayed there. Horbach, a turnover, gets it to Lindmark right up front, a backhander, and he scores. There's the shorthanded combo connecting, and the Badgers get the goal, a shorthanded tally. They lead it 1-0.
A lot of pressure on the Lindenwood defenseman, because when you've got Horbach and it's just him, the downside forward leaves to try and go and help with the puck, and all the rest of Lindenwood is standing outside the blue line waiting for their defenseman to bring it up.
So the Badgers do get good work, as you say, their third shorthanded goal of the season. Lindmark, Horbach, they combine again. They've each scored one, and here they connect and get Lindmark the shorthanded goal, and the Badgers on the board. They lead it 1-0 tonight. A turnover in the offensive zone, and Mersch gets control of it. On his backhand along the near boards, he'll play it back out to center ice. Still 40 seconds remaining in the penalty to Malmquist, as the Badgers will send it all the way down the ice, wristed in deep by LeMaster. Saw Badgers with a number of opportunities shorthanded last night as well. Stang creates a turnover at the blue line. Stang in the attack. A pass, tried to get it back to Lindmark. Couldn't do so. It hit a skate. Lindmark follows up, has it pinned up against the boards. Then a centering pass by Lindmark will go all the way through the slot and back down into the Badger zone. 15 seconds and counting in the hooking call. 12:25 to go in the first period. Badgers on top, 1-0. They've outshot Lindenwood so far, 10-3. The Lions finally get it out to center ice. Gagnon gets it in over the line, but on the far boards, he's put up against the wall. Puck squirts loose. Lotch pokes it ahead of DeSafe. Oh, he's got a man streaking. Malmquist is all alone. He just couldn't get the puck up ahead. Had Horbach as well. Badgers had a chance at a 1-on-0 or maybe even a 2-on-0 if they could have made it happen. Lindenwood back in their own zone. Gets it back out to center ice, but turns it over, and they'll have to regroup back deep in their own end. Badgers on top, 1-0, thanks to the shorthanded tally. Prouty will bring it out of his own zone. He's the one who got credit for the own goal last night. And
Phantom.
I don't know. To add to the uniqueness, I can't imagine there's too many times in major college or even NHL history that a guy got a goal and went to the penalty box
at the same time, sequence
and never touched the puck. So, I mean, you put all those together and you've got yourself a story. Lindenwood brings it out of his own zone, now trailing the Badgers 1-0. Gagnon right in front of the bench, gets checked into the wall. Works back to the blue line of the Lions, and Rushinsky will play it ahead in the offensive zone, but picked up by Kuhlmans. Kuhlmans, a long lead pass right at the middle. It's tapped towards Cruz, Lucius off the stick of Gorniak, but they can't make the play happen. OG with a centering pass and a wrist shot from the high slot from Gagnon. Whistles off and caught part of the post, I believe, on the near side.
You can tell why he's got as the leading point getter for Lindenwood. He shot that from outside the top of the circles, and it ticked off the goalpost.
At center ice, the Lions control. Badgers on top, 1-0, 10:45 to go in the first. Lions will dump it in and head for a change. Warlicki stops with the puck behind his own net. Wrists it hard off the near boards, ahead to Gorniak. He'll dump it deep and get around Price, the defenseman. So Tony Granato was talking to us on the interview on the pregame show about not so much dumping it in, but playing it in deep to go get it. And as Gorniak did there, he retrieved it himself. Pass comes back to the point. A long wrist shot from Kerr goes wide in the net. It'll come to the near side. Held by Stramel. Jugnas steps up, gets the puck deep, and then absorbs a big hit. And it was one that came up high in his face. So I'm sure an elbow or a roughing call is going to come one way or another. And the Badgers will go back on a Quartz power play for the second time this evening. And some pushing and shoving continues after the play right in front of the team's benches. Max Neal is going to get the gate, was involved in the altercation afterwards.
I was about to say, Max Neal, not a happy camper.
No, that's one of those old NHL plays where you try to take somebody with you. You already know you're getting the gate. So Max Neal will head to the penalty box. Minus seven. He's the worst on the team this season. But he is in the penalty box now. I mentioned again that Lindenwood, the most penalized team in college hockey. So this is nothing new to them. They came into tonight with 237 penalty minutes. They took four penalties for 8 minutes last night. Jugnauth inside the blue line. Tried to play it towards out front where he had two Badgers right in the slot. That didn't work, but it finds its way back to Jugnauth. Long wrist shot bouncing around, deflected out front. Bantle hustling for it. He'll chop it and keep it alive to Kuhlman's. Backhand pass goes through the slot. D. St. Paul along the far boards has it poked off his stick all the way back into the Badger end, and Jugnauth will have to hustle back to go get it and then crank it back up out of his own zone. 1:30 now remaining in the roughing call as the court's power play continues for the Badgers. Caulfield in the offensive zone along the near boards. He'll take it down low, stops at the goal line, plays it to Kuhlman's on his backhand side, gets it over to the forehand, and now plays it back to the point to D. St. Paul. Matthew will work to his right, gets it off to Kuhlman's. Wrist shot, that's blocked out front by Allred. Never reaches the net. In fact, it breaks his stick, so he's got a head for the bench. Jugnauth, quickly a little backhand pass to Caulfield. Badgers come in over the line. Kuhlman's drops it for D. St. Paul. Has to kick it out of his skate to his stick to get control of it. Kuhlman's now inside the blue line to D. St. Paul, top of the near circle. Back to Kuhlman's up the top. He's got a man locked and loaded over there. Jugnauth, they had continued to play catch. Kuhlman's with a wrist shot right on. Rebound is loose. Who else? Bantle was right there. He just couldn't get the stick on it as he was trying to fight for it. Kuhlman's has control. He'll take it down low now. Stops, puts on the brakes along the near boards. Zips a pass through a couple of defenders. It got through there, but Jugnauth couldn't control. But he gets it back to Kuhlman's. Kuhlman's will snap it cross ice. Cruz Lucius coming out on the lane. Makes a nice little toe drag move to get himself a better spot to get the wrist shot, but that was turned away by Ladd. Lucius checked off the puck down below the goal line. Bantle is there. He'll help it along to Gorniak. Jack fails on the first pass attempt, but gets control of the puck. Spins away from pressure. Jack walks to the middle. Wrist shot right on. And another save is made. That one will go up and out of play. And so 8:17 to go in the first. Just 7 seconds remaining in the roughing call. We'll have an offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers.
And the Badgers have enjoyed a plethora. I like that word. A plethora of shots on both power plays.
Note just handy here. So for Owen Lindmark, that's his sixth career shorthanded goal. Tied for first among current NCAA players. The all-time record, if you're wondering at home, for the Badger program. Norm Cherry and John Johansson each had nine. So Owen Lindmark on his way towards that mark. Penalty is over. Lindmark is back at, or Lindenwood is back at full strength. That's what we were talking about, Lindmark. Badgers lead it 1-0, 12 minutes gone by here in the opening period of play. Lions bringing it out of their own zone. Allred gets around to check, dumps it into the zone. Finnegan puts on the brakes. Ooh. It's sent towards Moe, makes the save. Another centering pass, bounces around through traffic, comes back to the line, but it's held there by Price, who played down low. Along the near boards, bodies collide. Anderson goes behind the net, couldn't get to it in time. That allows the Badgers to break it out. Lucius accepts the pass, brings it in over the offensive blue line. On his backhand to his forehand, first pass is denied, but it comes back to Cruz. He avoids a check, stepping around that one, gets control of the puck again. Cruz dangling between his skates, now finally centers it. A couple of dipsy-doo moves there that didn't amount to much in the end, but they were fun to watch. Gorniak with a centering pass. It bounces its way back to the point, and LeMaster sends it high and wide on the one-timer.
I was waiting for him to pull a pair of aces out of his pants.
Stramel gets around a man. A wrist shot from the high slot. Save is made by Ladd. Rebound was swatted right into Lucius, who's got it now behind the net. Cruz with a little backhand pass, tries to feather it through traffic. Vorlicky leaves it for LeMaster, who makes a little mistake there, and it sends a breakaway in chance for Finnegan right on, and Moe makes the save. Well, you can see LeMaster doing all he could to try to regain his balance and control there. Couldn't do so, but Finnegan was turned away by Jared Moe. Vorlicky gets it out to center, bounces around, finds its way to Lindmark, and he'll wrist it into the offensive zone as the Badgers go to work on the forecheck. Leading 1-0 with 6:30 remaining in the first period. 14-5 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers so far. Through center ice comes Price in over the line. A return pass towards Price was behind him. And as Ian pointed out last night, as the puck goes up and out of play here, not surprising to see Caleb Price in the action. He's a very aggressive offensive defenseman.
He puck and Kuhlman should be on the same team.
There'd be nobody back to cover their own zone. They're going to take a timeout. We will as well. Nope. Badgers on top.
I think they
flipped
declined.
The light off. All right. They flipped the light off. They're going to take a break, so we'll keep it here. Face-off in the Badgers' zone with them on top, 1-0. That does give us a chance to remind you today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. Face-off to the left of Jared Moe, and it squirts back behind him. Controlled by the Badgers. A couple of nifty moves by Horbach, and he'll bring it out to center ice. On the attack, Jack gets it in over the line. Drop pass for Lindmark. Long wrist shot. Goes well wide of the net. Comes back to the point. Jugnauth sends it towards the net, and Horbach coming out from behind. Got the deflection. Nice, made a changeup out of that one, but Ladd got a piece of it to send it wide of the net. Lindmark aggressive on the forecheck. Strips it from behind. Puts a pass back towards Carr at the point. His shot from the blue line goes well wide. Stang gets control of it. Centering pass bouncing around up front. Finally scooped up by Willis, who peeled back behind his net. Try to bring it to the near side, but Stang cuts him off there. Then he almost turns it over, handing it to Stang. And now it'll work its way back to Willis. Sends a pass right up the middle. It goes too far all the way down the ice. They ruled that it was touched, so no icing call here as Vorlicki scoops it up below the goal line. Ahead to Malmquist at the blue line. Cross ice pass to Kuhlemans. Through the neutral zone. Kuhlemans on the far side. Sends it through the slot. It comes over to Vorlicki. Near side. Wrist shot. That's blocked. Not surprising. The Lions had 20 of those last night as well. Badgers are used to that after the Long Island Sharks last weekend and the Lions from Lindewin this weekend. Malmquist brings the puck into the zone, takes it behind the net, loses control. Kuhlemans now will keep it on the far boards. Long wrist shot through traffic, finds its way right onto Ladd. He makes the save, and with 5:01 to go in the first, they will take a timeout this time. We will as well. Badgers on top, 1-0. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates. Badger fan sweepstakes and more. Cleary Building Corp is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics as well. Cleary Building Corp, we protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers, controlled by Kuhlemans along the far boards. He'll take it back behind the net. All the way around to the near side. Controls on his forehand. Tried to slide a cross-ice pass to D. St. Paul backdoor, but that was tipped. D. St. Paul has it now, though. Along the far boards on his backhand. Spins around. He'll play it off the boards. Down deep. Bantle is there. He's pinned up against the boards. Had it in his skates. Managed to get it back behind the net. And now Bantle trying to kick it loose. Can't do so. It'll squirt along the near boards. Kuhlemans hands it off to D. St. Paul. From just inside the line. Spins around. Throws it well wide of the net. Lions trying to get control of it and clear it. Badgers are doing a very good job so far in this first period on the forecheck, keeping about 80% of the action, it seems like, down in the offensive zone.
Intercepting that first or second pass and following through on their checks. Good recipe for success.
Kuhlemans at center ice, zips a cross ice pass. That doesn't connect. Stremo rides his man right into the board. Causes a turnover. Bantle trying to get around a check. Does so. Now has control of the puck along the far wall. On his forehand, peels around to his backhand, and now Bantle gets loose. Cuts towards the net. Out front, Bantle steers one just wide of the net as he falls down to the ice, dragged down. Good move by Bantle. Got himself right in the slot in a good scoring position, but couldn't get much on the shot. Lifted all the way down the ice by the Lions as they go for a change, but not enough for icing call here. With 3:40 and counting in the first period, Badgers on top, 1-0. Gorniak with a head of steam through center ice. In over the line. Jack puts on the brake, stops waiting for some help as the Badgers finish up a change. His backhand pass towards the middle, didn't find a friendly stick, and the Lions will play it out to center ice. Care with a nice play to break it up. Play it towards the middle. Badgers will regroup in their own zone now. Jugnauth goes cross ice to Care. Kier plays it ahead to Lucius. Lucius cross ice right onto the stick of Stramel. In over the line. Stramel cuts towards the middle, takes a big check. Not sure if he took one or delivered one there. He did go down, but gave one to Prody as well. Puck loose in the slot. Bodies in the blue paint. In fact, the netminder Ladd shoved all the way back into the back of the net. And now everybody but a couple of Badgers are in there having a conversation.
Two defensemen stay outside the top of the circles. Don't get involved with it or Badgers will end up taking a penalty. No, it was one of those deals where Stramel got hit from behind and ended up bowling over the Lindenwood goaltender. Nobody hurt by it, but again, a turnover by Lindenwood because of the aggressive forechecking of the Badgers, and a couple good scoring opportunities went by the wayside.
Today's game is brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Officials discussing it with, I believe, both the captains or a couple of players from each team. Willis for Lindenwood and Horbach for the Badgers. Now they go over to talk to Tony Granato on the Badger bench. It'll be an offensive zone faceoff for Wisconsin with 3:05 to go in the first, and they lead it 1-0. Badgers trailed 1-0 last night. Were able to get a goal, the equalizer, and the go-ahead goal to take that 2-1 lead after one. They've outshot the Lions so far 17-5 here tonight. Lindenwood now 4-9 on the season. Badgers with the victory last night, that's their third in a row, improved to 5-8 on the season. Badgers will have a break after this weekend series for the Thanksgiving holiday. Then they'll return to Big Ten play. I'm doing all of this, of course, just to stall while lengthy conversations
exactly.
are going on, Ian.
I was about to say we should have taken about 9 breaks.
Yeah, with both coaches getting lengthy explanations. Rick Zombo getting one now on the Lindenwood bench to whoever it is. The Badgers will return to play on home ice here at the Cole Center for a great series back in Big Ten action against the third-ranked Michigan Wolverines. So come on out to the Cole Center for that one. And on Friday night, they'll honor their Suter family, who's done so much and been such a big part of this Wisconsin Badger program. Off the faceoff, Orlicky came around the net, was going to pass it back to the point, but a penalty call coming here on the Badgers.
Yeah,
it might have been Malmquist again out front.
It's going to be an interference call in front because he ended up spinning the defenseman around to the side. And so I'm afraid
tripping call on Liam Malmquist.
Yeah, it's away from the play, and those are the types of plays. Those are the types of penalties that, as a coach, you just hate to see your players play or receive because of the fact that it's away from the play. There was no scoring opportunity. There was no saving a goal. There was nothing of that nature.
So the Badger penalty kill unit will be put to the test against Lindenwood. It came into this series with a very good power play, 25% effectiveness so far this season. They were coming off a series sweep a couple of weeks ago against Army, and that puts them in the upper echelon of teams in all of college hockey, that 25%. Badgers doing a good job last night, 4-for-5 on the penalty kill.
We'll see what happens here.
They dropped the puck. They're now having a discussion, the officials are, and they're going to redo this again. And once again, we'll get an explanation. Tony Granato's giving the signal that either there's an illegal procedure penalty or he wants them to get it going, saying, let's go already. Drop the puck. Let's play. He wants to keep the tempo going. His team's been controlling the action in the offensive zone. Win the draw here. They'll send it all the way down the ice as Jack Horbach risks it to the other end. And now Lindenwood will try to break it out and get the power play going, but a long lead pass at center ice off Augie's stick is broken up, and so the Badgers will get control of it, and Lotch with a chance to wrist it all the way down the ice, and the Badgers will get the first change on the penalty kill.
Good job, Daniel. Put it in their net.
Finnegan cranking it up out of his own zone with a drop pass behind him for Willis. Gives it off for Price along the near boards. Price gains the line, drops it back to Gagnon, who'll walk it to the middle. Wrist shot through traffic, blocker to side by Jared Moe, made a save.
He likes to shoot from any place, doesn't he, Gagnon?
No. Yeah, he does. He's got a good shot, lets it go quickly, but a good save by Moe. Gagnon will give it off to Willis back in the Lindenwood zone. Now as the Lions bring it out to center ice, Price will flip it ahead, and it's dumped in by Augie around the board, stopped by Moe behind his cage, plays it to Lotch in a skate. He looked one way, decided to go the other, but just played it too hard into Lotch, couldn't control it. Luckily for the Badgers, they're able to get it out to center ice. 50 seconds remaining in the tripping call to Liam Malmquist as the Badgers now get a change of penalty killers. Yet again, 1:45 to go in the first period. Badgers on top, 1-0. At center ice, Prody plays it ahead to Willis. It gets it in over the line. He'll try to cut towards the middle on his backhand. Flips a little saucer pass to the far side to Finnegan. Finnegan and Willis play catch with it. Finnegan top of the near far circle, but it's picked off by Horbach. He'll wrist it hard all the way down the ice, and he and Lindmark, Vorlicki, all head off for a change.
Pretty stagnant on the power play in the offensive zone. The whole play is supposed to be designed to get the puck to Gagnon on his forehand, but nothing ever was able to come through the box or through the penalty killers at that point in time.
Anderson got it into the zone. It comes back to the point. Shot from the blue line is blocked by Lotch. He'll send it towards the benches, and everybody duck look out again. We'll have a stoppage as it goes out of play with now just 4 seconds remaining on the Lindenwood power play.
I'm not so sure that it wasn't intentional. Maybe he was shooting it at Marco Siki.
One place we've seen the Badgers aggressive on the penalty kill in the offensive zone, or as Lindenwood's trying to break it out of their own zone, that first forechecker is down there pretty deep, trying to cut them off on that initial pass, as you pointed out.
Yeah.
Disrupt the flow, pick it off, cause a turnover, whatever you can do. Take away the drop pass option as well. Lindenwood off the draw, controls. Nice pad saved by Moe off the blast from the point on the one-timer. Penalty is over. Malmquist back out of the box. Badgers at full strength. Malmquist has it in his skates now, tries to pry it loose. At least gets it ahead up to center ice. DeSaint Fall can't control, and finally the Lions take over. 40 seconds to go in the opening period of play. Cross-ice pass by Wilkie right in front of the team's benches. Puck now popped up high into the air, and it'll go up and out of play into the sands over Allred's head. And so we'll have another face-off at center ice. And a happy young fan down below us here got one, waved it to the camera.
Well, I love the fact that it was a pop-up.
You know,
it wasn't somebody trying to rip it down the ice and going to take somebody's head off in the stands. And it always amazed me that people don't watch the game and do get hit by a flying puck.
Off the faceoff, it goes back into the Lindenwood zone. They'll have to try to regroup and break it out. Wilkie will play it ahead, and the Lions do get it to center ice. It's backhanded deep into the Badger zone where Moe, waiting for it, stops it behind his cage. Had to move it quickly as Algie was right on top of him. Puck goes around the far boards. Lucius, backhand pass, gets it into the skates of Gorniak, who gets it onto his stick now, into the offensive zone. Puts on the brakes, gets it to Lucius. He dangles it around one man, loses control of it, but finds its way to Stramel, kicks it back to his stick. Centering pass, bounced around, it's picked off, and then it'll be brought out to center ice as the horn sounds, stopping Lavelle on the rush. And the Badgers, with a good opening period of play, 17 shots on goal to 7 for Lindenwood. The Badgers find the back of the net once, and they lead it 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report coming your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Good start for the Badgers after 20 minutes of play. They lead it 1-0. Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's kid of the game at a UW men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. We'll be back with our... Oh, go ahead.
I won that once, you know.
You did. You rode on the Zamboni. How'd that go?
No, actually, Art Schultz was here, and he was the guy who taught me how to run a Zamboni at the Shell back in the 70s. So I got to drive, and Art got to ride.
All right. I'm not sure that was an official contest, but it's a story that we'll certainly get to here at some point during the season. Badgers on top, 1-0. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report comes your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 4 above. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times. Highs around 29. Mainly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, 19. Low 30s. Monday, warmer on Tuesday with highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
Inside the Kohl Center, the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. Rob will go alongside Ian Perrin. Badgers lead Lindenwood after 20 minutes of action by the score of 1-0. Great pace, Ian, from this team in that first period. Had most of the shots, 17 on net. Had most of the time in the offensive zone, most of the pressure, and did a lot of good things that could have had easily a 3 or 4-0 lead at this point.
Not with this team.
No.
No, We've said that on numerous occasions that they've gotten 15, 16 shots. They've been on fire offensively, defensively. They've done their job. A couple mistakes by the defensemen that may have cost them a goal, but nothing of it. And Jared Moe was very good. Even on a couple of the point-blank shots, he was able to make a big save with the left pad in particular. But, yeah, the fact of the matter being is that they better get 40 shots in order to score 3 or 4 goals, because no one has stepped up to be the Cole Caulfield or the Dylan Holloway or any of those type players. So they're going to have to outwork and outshoot all of their opponents in order to be successful.
Looking at the stats from that first period, Badgers did put 17 shots on goal to the Lions 7. The Lions also blocked 7 shots that never reached the net. The Badgers get the only goal of the period, a shorthanded tally from Owen Lindmark, his third of the season. Jack Horbach with the assist at the 6:46 mark, and that gave the Badgers 1-0 lead where we stand right now. Jared Moe with 7 saves in that first period, 16 for Matt Ladd at the other end for the Lions. We'll have more and get you ready for period number 2 as our Ho-Chunk intermission report continues here from the Kohl Center. 1-0 the Badgers on top of Lindenwood. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Save big money during the last 11% off in 2022. Take advantage and save on Mastercraft doors. Mastercraft has the best in-stock selection of doors, including interior and exterior doors. Design your own with our door designer, in-store or online. Plus, get free shipping to the store in approximately 7 days. All Mastercraft interior and exterior doors are 11% off. Good through November 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at the
Other Big Ten college hockey scores tonight. Notre Dame shutting out Ohio State by the score of 1-0 as number 20 Notre Dame beats the 12th ranked Buckeyes, and Michigan State and Penn State in another doozy, a one goal game right now in the second period. 4-3, Michigan State on top. A great one over at Laban this afternoon where Minnesota, number one in the country, against the number three Badgers. They skated to a 3-3 overtime tie. The Gophers win the shootout game two of that series tomorrow afternoon. And congratulations to the Badger football team. 15-14 winners at Nebraska. The Freedom Trophy coming home, and for the 1,100th time in a row, the Badgers will go to a bowl game. They improved to 6-5 on the season. Period number two coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Aho, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
And right on cue, they do drop the puck, and we are underway with period number two at the Kohl Center here. Badgers leading Linwood by the score of 1-0. Quick wrist shot that goes high over top of Jared Moe around to the far side. Lotch will scoop it up, looking for an opening, plays it up the middle to Caulfield. He'll break it out of the zone. Brock on his forehand and backhand, dangling, and spins around, lets the wrist shot go on his forehand side, hits the skate, and goes up off the netting and out of play. No surprise, Ian, that the Badgers have already 17 shots on goal. Lindenwood gives up a lot of shots, well over 40 a game, and the Badgers now, in their last five games, have put 40 or more shots on goal. So they've been getting more shots, and they're doing so here again tonight. Now I'm just trying to turn that into more goals. Caulfield to take the faceoff, comes to Bantle. He'll steer back to the blue line. They get the return pass from Vorlicki. Bantle fakes, putting on the brakes, takes it down below the goal line, loses his balance a bit, loses control of the puck, but Caulfield is there, helps it back to the blue line to Kuhlemans. He'll wrist it off the back wall where it's collected by Bantle. Comes out in front, spins around, gets it to his forehand. His wrist shot whistles wide of the net. Kuhlemans holds it at the line, trying to get away from a poke check, does so, and plays it deep. Wozniak was tight right on top of him at the line. It's chopped up into the air, comes down, Badgers control. A centering pass finds its way to Bantle, high slot, spins around. His wrist shot is deflected off a stick and goes up out of play. As one of the line players right on top of him, making sure Bantle's okay as he almost tried to not trip or land on him, that being Zach Augie.
I think that I would, if I was the defensive coach for the Badgers, and any time that Bantle was out there, I would, instead of trying to shoot to score, I was just trying to shoot to hit him so it would go off him into the net.
You're all for getting that, well, call it greasy, grimy, ugly, whatever type of goal. Something that ends the streak for him.
The can opener, yes. Open a can.
Stramo will take the faceoff. 56 seconds gone by here in period number two. Badgers leading it 1-0 over the Lions from Lindenwood in the first ever weekend series meeting between these two programs.
Uh-oh.
Lindenwood just moving to Division One. Well, they might be challenging the hit where we said that they were talking about it as Bantle was down low. Whether it was up high and what type of hit it was that sent Bantle down to the ice. So
contact of the head will be the
issue. I didn't see the hit. I don't know if you did. I just saw the two bodies down on the ice when all was said and done.
Yeah, I kind of followed the puck like you did. Puck went out of play, and I was looking around, and next thing I know, there's a Lion player standing on top of Bantle, or sitting on top of Bantle, but how he knocked him down, I have no idea.
We haven't seen a replay as yet, but that's usually a lot of times something where it's an assistant coach on the bench or somebody upstairs has seen it and kind of quickly radios down to him to challenge that play. And apparently that's what's happened here with the Badgers, and the officials head over inside the penalty box in the scorer's table to get a look at it on replay, and we have not seen one yet.
Here in house. He did inadvertently have the stick right up underneath his helmet.
All right, and we're now getting one to look at one in the Kohl Center. Oh, yeah. Well, Bantle went down low to his knee after he let the shot go. I think maybe trying to avoid the hit, knowing it was coming, but it did get him right in the face.
Yep. Whether it's inadvertent or intentional, the fact of the matter being is that it could be a situation where they're reviewing to see if it's a five-minute contact of the head.
We're going
to
get you a station ID in a minute here, but first we're going to get the call here as the officials have merged from the penalty box. Okay, not a major penalty. Badgers lose their timeout. We'll get a 10-second legal ID. 10 seconds. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Faceoff in the offensive zone for the Badgers. They've reviewed it, said it was not a major contact to the head. Badgers control. Gorniak played it up front in the high slot to Stramel, but it hopped through his skates. Held by Jugnauth at the line. He'll get it down deep into the zone. Around the boards it comes, back on along the far side. And a chance to clear for the Lions as Anderson gets it up to center ice and all the way into the Badger end. Moe can't control it. It'll squirt to the near side. Scooped up by Lucius. Plays it ahead to Stramel. Now with a head of steam through the neutral zone. Stramel, the freshman, with a drop pass. Finds Jugnauth in the high slot. His wrist shot is blocked right up front. But Stramel gets it back to Lucius. Top of the near circle. Looking for an opening. Cruz will spin around. Get it down low below the goal line. Peel away from the pressure. Cruz now on his forehand side. Avoids a check but stumbles to the ice. Manages to get the puck to Stramel. It'll work its way back to Dexheimer. Pinching in now along the near boards. Dexheimer will take it behind the net. Freshman defenseman. Out of Edina, Minnesota, as Ian pointed out so well, it had a nickname for him. But he went to the Blake School, not an Edina Hornet, so I don't know if he fully gets that. Turnover at the blue line. It's sent all the way down the ice by the Lions. And as they clear the zone, as DeStefani does so, and the Badgers will counter. Long lead pass hops over the stick of Gorniak. And that allows Anderson to control for the visitors. 17:50 to go in the second. Badgers on top, 1-0. They got a shorthanded goal in the first period from Owen Lindmark. Long lead passes. The Lions break it out to center. Can't be controlled by Finnegan and his skates. That allows the Badgers to play it ahead. Lotch's skate goes right into the skates of, his pass goes right into the skates of Gagnon. And back come the Lions into the offensive zone. Kuzma with the drop pass. Picked off. Erdahl has it now below the goal line. Comes behind his net to the near side. Loses control of it. Bobbles it. Has it in his skates. He's tied up by Kuzma. Dexheimer coming to try it. Pry it loose as well. It finally comes to Gagnon, who slides a backhander right on Moe, who makes the save.
Bucky's trying to get a little too fancy and not as much jump in their step as originally had.
Indeed. Lotch will play it ahead to Stang. He's got a burst. Puts on the brakes. Finds an opening. Oh, he let a drop pass go. A blind one. Yeah, and he could have just walked it to the middle. You mentioned he had some open ice in real estate to get to that high slot area and get a chance to get a shot off, but instead was going for the cute behind-the-back drop pass. Kuhlemans pinches in at the blue lines, disrupts the flow. Puck will squirt out the center ice. Finnegan racing after it, but Vorlicki is there first for Wisconsin. Knew a big hit was coming, so he played it along to Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans in his own zone, plays it up ahead to Malmquist. Head of steam over to Caulfield. He'll dump it deep. Liam Malmquist hustling on the forecheck, gets to the puck first. Tried a backhand pass, didn't work. DeSaint Fall with a burst. He's got control of it. The Badger forward, who had 10 goals last year, drops it off for Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans from the point, his wrist shot is deflected up front and comes to the near corner.
Good tip by Liam.
Along the near boards, a chance to clear, but it goes off the stick of Johannes. And a turnover, here's Malmquist in the middle. Got DeSaint Fall with him. They play clutch, and Malmquist lets the wrist shot go, and he's turned aside by Ladd.
2-0 breakaway.
He and DeSaint Fall passed it back and forth a couple of times, and then it was finally Malmquist who let the shot go and was turned away. Johannes has it knocked off his stick, but regains control in the offensive zone. Tries to cut towards the middle. Instead, it's sent all the way down the ice by the Badgers, right on to Matt Ladd at the other end, who has to play it. He'll give it off to Price as the Badgers get a change. 14:40 to go in the second period. Badgers on top, 1-0. Vorlicki in his own zone. To Kuhlemans. Got to watch out. He had a man right behind him. Gets away from him. And now Kuhlemans will race with a head of steam through center ice. Poke it in deep into the offensive zone and then head off on a change. Controlled by the Badgers on the forecheck. Bantle with it. Looking for someone to pass it to. He'll take it all the way around to his forehand side. Bantle to the middle. Try to get off a backhand shot. And just as he went to pull the trigger, it was deflected away.
He's tired from skating all the way around the zone, offensive zone by himself.
That was one of those one Jaromir Jagr long tours around the zone. A centering pass hops right over the stick of Horbach. And here comes a chance for a two-on-one for the Lions. Johannes got a man with him. Lets the wrist shot go. Mo makes the save. Rebound was loose momentarily. But Jared gets the glove right down on top of it before Andy Willis or anybody else in a Lindwin sweater can get there.
Well, interestingly enough, a little turmoil. Joe Prudy's in there. I can't believe it.
The most penalized player on this team, and the team being the most penalized team in all of college hockey, so that's no surprise.
And he's taking Jack Horbach for a ride.
They sort it out, get all the bodies back up onto their feet, and with 15:02 to go in the second.
I don't think anybody's going to make their way to the penalty box. No. Even though there was a nice little rugby scrum behind the offensive net or defensive net for the Badgers, faceoff will be maybe outside. Now that it
looks like they're going back into the Badger zone. Gives us a chance to tell you, Badger fans, you can get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. Faceoff is indeed in the Badger zone. They lead it 1-0. Squirts to the near boards. Dexheimer couldn't get it out. Lotch has it now below the goal line. Spins away from a check and along the near boards. He'll backhand it ahead to Stramel. Quickly moves it cross ice to Gorniak. Hustling after it. Gorniak gets around a check. Can't control the puck, but Lucius scoops it up. Cruz Lucius knocked down to the deck. Stramel grabs the puck. Loses control of it. He'll squirt behind the net and go all the way to the far side. Work aboard done. Gets it all the way out to center ice and back into the Badger zone. They lead it 1-0 on a shorthanded goal in the first period from Owen Lindmark. Lucius accepts the pass along the near boards at the blue line, has to retreat a couple of steps, and then finds Charlie Stramel cross ice. Stramel in over the blue line, stops, has a late help coming, and Kulemans finds him. Kulemans from the top of the circle looked like he was trying to slide a pass to Gorniak.
Yeah, he was, to Gorniak.
Right down in the slot. Instead, it hit a skate and was deflected away. A chance the other direction for Allard. He'd come in, has it knocked off his stick. Good hustle by the back.